church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
Ray Stevens and the Mississippi Squirrel Revival. We had a squirrel in our attic one time, one of the houses that we lived in. We were laying in bed. We hear the squirrel going across the ceiling, you know, and we had a trap door to the attic. And June said, you know, be a man, get up there and get that. I'm not opening that trap door. I could see him like kind of like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation when the squirrel jumps out of the Christmas tree and right onto his face, or whoever's face it is. But anyway, I didn't want that. Eventually, I think he exited or something, but or maybe he's still there. Coming up, the news. It is 7 o'clock on WRCL in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCE FM 107.7, AM 1450 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in, or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for today. Details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM Certified Service Department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Donald Trump is hoping for a commanding win in New Hampshire's primary today, and the very first results are already in. The AP's Donna Warder has that.
Yes. Reporters from around the globe came to the tiny resort town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, to cover the first 2024 presidential primary. And there were more reporters than voters. At 12 a.m. Tuesday, all six registered voters of Dixville Notch cast their ballots for Nikki Haley, giving her a clean sweep over former President Donald Trump and the other candidates. For the record, there are four registered Republicans in the town and two undeclared. Dixville Notch's first in the nation voting dates back to 1960, with the results announced just a few minutes after midnight. I'm Donna Warder.
Today, judges will hear arguments on whether Mississippi can continue to strip voting rights from people convicted of some felonies. On Monday night, the U.S. and British militaries bombed targets in eight locations used by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the second time the two allies have carried out strikes in 10 days on the Iranian-backed rebels' missile launching capabilities amid months of Houthi attacks on commercial ships in the region's waters. Several officials say U.S. and U.K. warships, subs, and fighter jets took out Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Flash floods overwhelmed homes and flipped over cars in San Diego on Monday. The torrential rain knocked down trees and flooded streets across California. Much of the nation saw heavy rain yesterday. The National Weather Service says there is a moderate risk of heavy rain through Wednesday for parts of the Deep South and the Gulf Coast. This is AP News. The Oscar nominations are this morning. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The nominations for the Academy Awards will be revealed Tuesday morning.
Near zero.
What do you want from theory alone?
Zero would be nice.
The summer standoff between the movies Oppenheimer and Barbie is expected to have a rematch with the Oscar nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon and Poor Things are expected to be up for Best Picture and several other awards.
I heard you got stuck with babysitting duty this year. How'd you manage that?
Divine Joy Randolph is expected to be a shoo-in for a supporting actress nomination for The Holdovers. Zazie Beetz and Jack Quaid will read the nominations, which will be live-streamed on Oscar.com and air live on Good Morning America. The Oscars will be March 10th. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Filmmaker Norman Jewison has died. He was 97. His films included social dramas like the Oscar-winning In the Heat of the Night. Jewison was a three-time Oscar nominee. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 32 at WRCO Radio. We'll check forecast details and those weather announcements coming up.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes the milking herd of Jake Dish of Greene County. 40 head, that includes 31 Holstein, 6 red and white Holstein, and 3 brown Swiss cows. They're milked in tie stalls and let out daily. This herd is milking well, and the bred cows are bred back ABS to Black Angus cows. For everyone liking this herd, check it out at the Richland Cattle Center, plus the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers, all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit statyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30 a.m. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it. Some fog this morning, some light precipitation. It could develop into some snow that could maybe dust us or maybe an inch or two across our listening area. A high of 34, east winds 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight. Fog again possible and a low of 30. Wednesday 37, light rain likely by late morning. And for Thursday 37 with scattered light showers and drizzle. This morning after a low of 31, some mixed precipitation early on, a little light mist in the air, and some fog, even a frozen fog report or two this morning. We're at 32 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hours late for River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore, and Highland. Those are the district schools that we've heard from this morning, and that kind of follows that line where the advisory is today for Grant County until noon and Iowa County until 2. 2 hours late again for River Valley, Fenimore, and Highland schools. That's what we know so far. Drive safely, and also the snowmobile trails in Richland County are now officially closed, in case you were thinking about taking your snowmobile to work today. 32 at WRCO, this is Sam Hunt.
Sidewalk. walks in this town all up after the sun goes down. They say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. Turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Slow lane, sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
Sam Hunt on WRCO. Good morning. We give you more music and more Henry Bray, or less Henry Bray, more or less. He'll be coming up with our Tuesday Quizzy Poo. Sounds like my school is on time today. 32 at WRCO, 7:13 the time. Here's Faith Hill.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry, no. I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. Said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight on the rooftop.
at home. When it comes to the warmth and the sunshine, well, I got my own. You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity. You're my Jamaica. You're paradise to me. White sunny sands, palm trees and tans, it sounds so inviting. Limbo dancing, starlight romancing, it's all so exciting. But I've got my flowery shirt and rum punch in my hand, and my own exotic lover in my native land. You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity.
Giving you a little bit of Jamaica on the radio. Charlie Pride on WRCO FM 100.9. Good morning. It is 19 minutes after 7.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Helping you build a better life. WCC, your credit union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Town and
country television and appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Binge drinking or drinking 5 or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Is it okay to come in here?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, I'm just making sure. You know.
You're all right. Yeah. You may enter.
Technical difficulties can lead to crazy people.
I tell you what. Yes.
So anyway, how are you doing, bud?
Not bad. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, if someone's trying to reach us by or try to get a birthday into our community calendar.
Give us a call.
Yeah, you'll have to call us the old school way because they decided about a week ago to mess with our website again.
And they've done a nice job.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. It's not working.
Anyway.
And I warned them last night, too.
Yeah.
But we do have some school announcements. 2 hours late for River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore, and Highland. Hmm. They're all 2 hours late. How was your commute in this morning?
No problems.
Okay.
But it did get colder as I headed north as I came here.
So. Uh-huh.
So the farther west or east I've come, the worse it is.
Was it kind of freezing on the window a little bit? Or?
No. Okay. I didn't even get any mist.
Really? It was when I came in this morning.
It could just been the eyes, teary eyes.
Could have been crying on the way in. You never know.
And thanks to Bailey's Paint and Decorating to sponsor our school closings and cancellations. Where were you last night, young man?
I was right here in town, Richland Center. I like those home games.
Yeah, they're kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was in Waseca. Had a barn burner over overtime. Yeah. Potosi beat Waseca last night. So
boys or girls?
Boys.
Boys.
Boy, great ball game.
All right.
Great ball game. So, and you know what? Again, the kids from Potosi and Waseca, just good kids. I mean, I couldn't ask for much better. The fans were good. Everybody but Lisa Krejci.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Crystal Krejci.
Okay.
Yeah, Crystal, she stands about 4'5", so good lady. But
look out, she might throw you in the snowbank.
She will definitely throw me in a snowbank, so especially if she hears this today. Today is quiz day.
Oh, I was worried about that.
Were you? Do you want me to, lose it?
It's just a good thing I'm not virtual student because you wouldn't be able to quiz me.
All right, young man.
What's up?
11 questions on some crazy stuff.
Okay.
A is the most common letter used in the English language.
Is this true false?
Mm-hmm. True false. I know you like true false.
Yeah.
A is the most common letter used in the English language.
I got a fighting chance with T and F.
Yep.
Because I can alter my T to make it look like an F. Yep.
In a deck of cards, the king has a mustache, Philip.
See here.
Number 3, the first animal sent into space was a monkey. That'd be my first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think his name was something Bray. I can't remember.
Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related.
All right.
Shania Twain is a distant relative of Huckleberry Finn. Arthur Mark Twain.
All right.
All right. The only member of ZZ Top without a beard, name is Frank Beard.
Okay.
The Bee Gees took their name from an Irish family who often said Bee Jesus when they were growing up. You like music questions.
I do. I do. All right.
Elton John refuses to wear a backstage pass at his gigs because he thinks people should already know who he is.
Well, you would think, but shouldn't.
Elvis Presley got the idea of his iconic white jumpsuit after seeing footage of our own Joe Dolan wearing something similar.
Who's Joe Dolan?
I don't know.
I have no idea who that is. Okay.
All right. Morning time is the best time to get your feet measured.
Oh, boy. We used to have to do that when I would go in the shoe store, you know? Go down to Charlie Kretschmann's shoe store in downtown Richland Center and measure my... Poor guy had to, you know, get out that... It was like... It almost looked like the bottom of an iron or something. You know, they'd flip it over, then they'd put, you know, see how your foot had grown.
Yes.
Could you imagine him getting close to my feet? Oh boy. Hey, well...
Oh, poor Squirt.
Yeah.
Number 11, last one. Madonna's true hair color is brown.
All right.
And if you know her true hair color, what is it,
Bill? All right.
Number one, A is the most common letter used in the English language.
That's false.
It is false. You know what it is?
I believe it would be I.
E.
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 Oh.
E. E.
E.
In a deck of cards, the king has a mustache.
True.
That's false.
Is it false?
No.
Oh, man.
The first animal sent into space was a monkey.
I say it's false.
It is false.
Dog.
No, it was fruit flies were sent to space on a V-2 rocket in 1947.
Oh, way before that.
Yes.
Okay, well, I got it right anyway, but because I said false, but I think it was a dog and then a monkey.
Are Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion?
Easy for you to say.
Yes, yes.
Celine Dion.
Are they related?
I say true.
It is true.
Woo!
All right, Shania Twain is a distant relative of Huckleberry Finn.
It's got to be true.
It's false.
Is it false?
Yes. Believe this or not, I go through some of these questions and say, you know what? Phil's going to think these are outrageous, so they have to be
true.
They
have
to be. I used reverse psychology today to stump the stumper.
That's what I was thinking.
The only member of the ZZ Top band without a beard is called Frank Beard.
That's right.
Is it right?
Yeah, that's true. Frank Beard. That's the way you tell. He was the drummer and did not wear the beard.
Really?
The other two guys out front did.
The Bee Gees took their name from an Irish family friend who often said Bee Jesus.
I say false.
It is false. Elton John.
It's Brothers Gibb, by the way.
What is it?
Well, it's Brothers Gibb is where they got BG from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Thank you.
Elton John refuses to wear a backstage pass to his gigs because he thinks people should already know who he is.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think
it's kind of arrogant, though.
Well, I know, but you'd think you'd know.
You should know. Elvis Presley got the idea of his iconic white jumpsuit after seeing footage of Joe Dolan wearing something familiar.
Well, I know that it was influenced by karate. You know, some of the jumpsuits they wear in karate. I'm not sure who Joe Dolan is, but I wrote false.
That is correct. False.
False
You're
is
right.
correct.
Yep.
I always wanted one of those jumpsuits like that. Wouldn't that be good to wear to special engagements, you know, with a cape?
No, I have my Speedo, Phil. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah, well, this is more clothing and rhinestones.
I could put rhinestones. I could bejewel my... Or bedazzle.
We'll just move on.
Okay.
All right. What's number 10?
Morning time is the best time to get your feet measured. True or false?
Oh, that's got to be true.
It's false.
Is it false?
And because the reason, as the day goes on, your feet gets flatter and longer.
Oh.
So at the end of the day.
I know mine are pretty flat, but yeah.
Madonna's true hair color is brown.
I think that's false.
What color is it, Phil?
I think it's red.
It is red.
Is it red?
It is red. How many did you get, young man?
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Out of 11.
8 out of 11.
Bad.
Not bad, buddy. Not bad.
And so apparently you're going to continue to do sports coverage.
I hope so.
Hey, don't forget.
Give it a shot.
Looking forward to this for February weekends, Philip.
Can't wait.
Me and you every Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, joy. Oh, joy.
Hey,
not enough during the week.
It's a good thing that you have a weekend immune system.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I learned that yesterday.
Yes, you did,
right.
Young man.
Right.
So are you anywhere tonight?
Well, we get a little taste of wrestling tonight. We're doing the
good
quad
for you.
Here.
Are you going there?
Yeah. Yep.
You and
gotta watch Bill Twining.
Oh, Bill's good at wrestling.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll just sit back and take a nap. He can take
I'm supposed to be at Abundant Life.
Really?
Yes.
Where is that at?
Madison.
Madison. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. It used to be Madison Abundant Life.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
I'm trying to get out of that if anybody wants to go for me. So.
Oh, no.
You want to go and referee?
No, no. No, that's all right.
Are you sure?
See, I would much rather sit on the sidelines and speculate than actually have to be out there and make a decision and, you know, put my neck out there.
Oh, so. I don't make decisions. That's Noah. Noah Johnson, one of my partners.
Okay.
He carries me all the time. I give him ibuprofen every week.
Just you're just along for the ride.
Yeah, does a great job. So if you see Noah, tell him nice job. I mean, he does a great, great job. Young official.
Mm-hmm.
So
good to have somebody
it
under.
It is. He is somebody
amazing, under 60.
Amazing official. And what an awesome young man.
Yeah.
So
I talked to an official the other night, and I'm not making this up. He was refereeing when I played. So
really?
So that gives you, you know, that goes back 40 years.
I didn't even
years.
Know they invented referees
well,
back then.
Well, he was
then.
Still around then, so kind of gives you an idea of the age. We need some young people in there.
Buddy, thank you very much, and everybody have a great day, and be safe out there today, Phil.
Have a good one. You bet.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They bring the authentic taste of Latin cuisine right to your plate. If you're in the mood for grilled steak, pork, or chicken, seasoned with Nicaraguan style, you'll find it here. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center, where every bite takes you on a flavorful journey. Now offering gift cards.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
The school's 2 hours late today, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, the Fenimore School District, and Highland, all running 2 hours behind schedule. 735, 32 degrees at WRCO Radio, a winter weather advisory for Grant County until noon today and for Iowa County until 2 today. High of 34 with a little bit of a mixture of precipitation in the air and predicted for today. The update on today, the 23rd of January, a few history highlights. 1962, Jackie Robinson was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. 1973, President Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War and would be formally signed 4 days later in Paris. 1977, the TV miniseries Roots, based on the Alex Haley novel, began airing on ABC. And in 2018, LeBron James, at age 33, became the youngest player in NBA history with 30,000 career points. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Owen Anderson from Grandma Sue. Also, greetings on the 23rd to Jane Huth from the Bloom City Town Crier, Katie Burnley and Todd Ressler from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we salute from the Richland Center Primary School, Camden Cook, who has a birthday today. Wishes to Rodney George from Schmidtwoodland Hills, residents and staff. To Susan Grunenwald from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band, they encourage you to keep on dancing. To Jody Meaden, wishing you a wonderful day, a wonderful lady, a wonderful day from Cheryl and Gina. To Neil Zolick on his real birthday from Butch and his other sister, Margaret Ann. Also to Michael Hernan, our favorite future broadcaster, happy 18th. Good luck at your basketball game today from Mom, Tom, Allie, Maddie, and Miley. Happy 18th to amazing grandson Michael Hernan with love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. And from all of us at WRCO, all the best to Michael Hernan. He's been doing a little intern work with us this year, and we appreciate having him around. Have a great day, Michael, from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Also to Diane Hying. To Donabelle Willis, happy birthday from Patty and Tom Lewis. Nancy Ward from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And the RC Lions today with wishes for Jody Meaden, Terry Sage III, William Roberts, Jane Huth, and happy anniversary Chad and Jenna Johnson on this 23rd of January.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Our school announcement list has not changed since early on today. River Valley with St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore and Highland, all 2 hours late today. Be aware, though, drive carefully. There could be a few slippery spots and stretches, and there were some words about fog this morning early on as well. One of our astute listeners has a picture they showed this morning of a robin. They took it just yesterday. So either the robin stayed around, tried to weather the storm, went part way, came back confused or whatever, or maybe our astute listener is confused. No. The claim is legit, so maybe spring is on the way, huh? Here's Tracy Byrd on FM 100.9 WRCE at 20 minutes before the hour.
It was no accident me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiles. smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two.
Tracy Byrd and the Keeper of the Stars for all of our special couples celebrating out there today. Joanne has the news coming up. We'll check sports next hour, and we'll share with you our trivia question of the day as soon as we get it written with our crayon.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man large-scale recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a hazy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Grant County until noon today and for Iowa County until 2. Some fog, also light freezing rain and snow developing this morning, then tapering off early this afternoon. Snow amounts from a dusting northwest to 1 to 2 inches, a high of 34 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, fog possible, and a low of 30. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 31, it's 32 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half-tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There's been no change in our school announcements. School delays of 2 hours today are River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Highland, and Fenimore. Also, the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance has announced all snowmobile trails are now closed. Voters in the Richland School District will see two school referendum questions on their ballot this spring following a vote by the Board of Education at last night's meeting. The first will be the revenues included in the school district budget be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Wisconsin statutes by $2.3 million for the 2024-25 school year, by $2.4 million for the 2025-26 school year, by $2.5 million for the 2026-27 school year, and by $2.6 million for the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of expenses related to ongoing educational programming, to pay compensation, and to sustain district operations. The second will be that there shall be for general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $27,160,000 for the public purpose of paying the cost of a school facility improvement project consisting of district-wide safety, security, and site improvements and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance updates, remodeling and upgrades to district technical education space, roofing improvements at the high school, district-wide capital maintenance, infrastructure, and HVAC improvements, including adding air conditioning to the school buildings where needed. Auditorium upgrades and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment. Both questions were approved unanimously by the Board of Education. David Egan Robertson from Applied Population Laboratory, University of Wisconsin-Madison, presented the student projections for the district. Past trends show after peaking in 2016-17, total full-time equivalent, or FTE, students has been declining approximately 2% per year. Births in the area have also been declining, similar to the statewide pattern, which means long-term kindergarten FTE has been declining. The decline is likely to continue going forward with fewer births predicted. There has been a little in-migration of Latino families with children in the district, but not enough to offset decreases in non-Latino population. Future trends show the total students are projected to decrease at 2% annually for at least the next 5 years. Primary school students may decline 2 to 4% annually over the next 5 years, partly due to large first and second grade cohorts aging forward. Intermediate school students are projected to remain level to increasing 2.5% annually over the next 5 years. Middle school students are predicted to remain close to current levels in 5 years. High school students are predicted to decline about 4% annually as smaller cohorts replace larger ones, but may recover beyond 2028-29. The Richland School District has been serving as the fiscal agent for the Drug-Free Communities Grant since the 2019-20 fiscal year. The grant is sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is the nation's leading effort to mobilize communities to prevent and reduce substance use among youth. The DFC program provides grants to community coalitions to strengthen the infrastructure among local partners to create and sustain a reduction in local youth substance use. More than 700 community coalitions across the country receive funding up to $125,000 per year to strengthen collaboration among local partners and create an infrastructure that reduces youth substance use. The DFC program goals are to establish and strengthen collaboration among communities, public and private nonprofit agencies, and federal, state, local, and tribal governments to support the efforts of community coalitions working to prevent and reduce substance use among youth. Reduce substance use among youth and over time reduce substances use among adults by addressing the factors in a community that increase risk substance use and promoting factors that minimize risk for substance use. The first grant was for 5 years, which expires in September 2024. The district must now apply for a competitive grant if it wants to continue for the next 5 years. District Administrator Steve Board stated that while the school district does appreciate the efforts and impact the grant has on our local community, managing the grant is problematic from a time and energy standpoint. He believes that maximum community benefits would be seen if the community grant was not housed specifically in one school, since the grant affects students from other schools. Instead, he believes the best fiscal agent would be a local government agency. However, he also does not want to see the community lose this opportunity and has received contact from several others in the community urging this grant to continue. As such, he recommended that the Richland School District continue to be the fiscal agent of the grant while working with the coalition to find another fiscal agent. The board approved to continue as the fiscal agent until a community fiscal agent can be found on a 6-to-1 vote. The Richland School District Bullying Task Force reported 28.6% of students have never experienced bullying. There were 32 reports of bullying at the intermediate school, with 4 confirmed. 70.6% of students experiencing bullying have reported to an adult at school, and 68.4% have reported to an adult outside of school. When students report bullying to an adult, the bullying behavior decreases. Vice President Kamala Harris targeted Donald Trump for paving the way for abortion bans during a visit to the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Her trip Monday is the first stop on a nationwide tour focused on abortion rights, a critical issue in this year's election. Harris is leading the charge for Democrats, who remain furious that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade less than 2 years ago. Harris plans to join President Joe Biden and others at another campaign rally focused on abortion in Virginia today. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay's Marinette campus will cease in-person instruction at the end of the spring semester. That will make it the 4th 2-year school in the University's of Wisconsin system to drop face-to-face classes. WLUK-TV reports that UWGB Chancellor Michael Alexander announced the closure Friday. The move comes as UWGB faces a projected $2.2 million deficit this summer. The school is one of 10 universities of Wisconsin schools facing a shortfall. 3 other 2-year campuses have ended in-person instruction since the beginning of 2023, including UW-Milwaukee's Washington County campus, UW-Oshkosh's Fond du Lac campus, and UW-Platteville's Richland campus. Human trafficking happens in nearly every country in the world, including the United States. Melissa Kay reports.
A recent study showed that a significant number of victims seek medical care at least once while being trafficked.
Our goal is to create a safe space for them so when they are ready to report, they can come to Aspirus for the help that they need.
That's Amy Reigert, registered nurse and sexual assault nurse examiner coordinator. She said each patient is screened for abuse, including trafficking indicators. Aspirus partners with the women's community in Wausau to help victims when they are ready to report.
They can offer them shelter, food, clothing, all kinds of resources, and be able to connect them to all the community services we have here.
If you or someone you know is a victim of human trafficking, don't hesitate to seek help. You can call their 24/7 confidential hotline at 888-665-1234.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y Series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Tuesday, January 23rd. John Francis Bond, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. The Pia Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of John Francis Bond, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gays Mills Community Center in Gays Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of Mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died Thursday after a 15-year battle with Huntington disease. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Some fog today, also light freezing rain and snow developing this morning, then tapering off early this afternoon. Snow amounts from a dusting to 1 to 2 inches, a high of 34. Some school delays in the area for a 2-hour delay at River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Highland, and Fenimore. And again, the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance has announced that all snowmobile trails are closed. The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is brought to you by Driftly Area Group, your local land surveyors.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Reliable propane.